handle the truth.
I'm Jim Price of Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is the world that you live in. Yeah, that one with the Hunter Biden laptop, with the Anthony Weiner laptop, with Aunt Hillary and Uncle Joe and Uncle Barry and all these other crazies out there that call themselves world leaders. Well, we know that there's a lot more going on with the IRS, or not the IRS, but the Treasury reports that are coming out. And we know that there's some hiding going on. Well, there's a little bit of hiding going on. Well, yeah, it's not going to end well. I want you guys to remember this. They would not be paying out fines. They would not be paying out reparations to the victims of Epstein's Island if there wasn't actually convictions and there wasn't a guilty verdict. So, guys, we continue to see the evidence on the wall. We're not paying attention to it. And then we know that there's a lot of things still going on out there. Like, hospitals are struggling now that they can't stay on that government till and make sure make all that money on dead people. And we'll talk about more of that as we go through the show. Remember that, guys. You guys, this is your world. You're in charge. Remember that. You are the Republic. We do have a commercial break coming up, and we'll be right back.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package. Emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones. We've got solar panels and also the big 400-watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because, of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently. But it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Jim Price, Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for sticking around after that commercial break. Remember, if you guys have any questions or comments for me, please go to thejimpriceshow.com, thejimpriceshow.com, and look up the website. You can subscribe over there, or you can email me. Jimprice@thejimpriceshow.com is my email. As we go through our day, we know that there's so many things going on around us, and we say, well, what's happening, Jim? What's going on? There's not answers. I want to know what's really going on. Nothing is happening. Well, the sad part of it is we do see the collapse of the federal dollar, or the Federal Reserve dollar. We know that those denim dollars are not going to be worth much any longer because, oh, we got the debt ceiling crisis and all that other good stuff. Guys, be careful. Do not get caught up in the shiny objects. Things are happening. Things are moving. There's an article out from Gateway Pundit, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Treasury is hiding human sex trafficking documents on Hunter Biden with names, addresses, phone numbers of people involved in this prostitution ring. This is from this article. This is actually quoting what she was talking about to Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon was questioning her, and she says, Marjorie Taylor Greene says, let me be clear. It's not us labeling this human sex trafficking. Those are the words used in the report. Now, think about that. This is a situation where we have a sitting congressperson or woman, I guess we say, and I don't know, I'm not allowed to assume gender, so I'm Congress it. I guess we just start calling everybody it, right? Anyway, this is a problem that we have an individual who's in Congress who has gone over to the Treasury Department, which is part of our government, not the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is a privately held corporation that gives out denim dollars to the United States as debt and then charges interest for that favor. Sounds really kind of stupid, doesn't it? We borrow money from somebody else so we can run our country with our dollar. Oh, wait, no, they're Federal Reserve dollars. Wait, if we took the Federal Reserve note off of there and said U.S. Treasury note, what could we have then? Oh, freedom! But yeah, who wants that? Anyway, she goes on to say it also says prostitution rings. These are related to the Hunter Biden and his law firm. His law firm with transactions paying people who were Wells Fargo customers who were involved in a known prostitution ring and what appears to be alleged human sex trafficking. I'm quoting the report when I say that. And these reports have been there for a very, very long time. This is the information that went public from the Hunter Biden laptop, but is backed up with actual SARS reports in the Treasury from banks that state it is a fact that we have the bank statement to back it up. Now, this is her. I'm just reading off her statement, what she was saying here. This whole thing, guys, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, Chase, these other big trillion-dollar banks out there, well, the ones that were moving the money around for Hunter Biden, they have been paying fines to the victims of Epstein and Ghislaine, where they are talking to Hunter Biden on Hunter Biden's laptop. We know that Biden has been to Epstein's Island. We know Oprah Winfrey's been there with her private plane. We know that we have Supreme Court justices that have been there. We know that there are issues all across the board. Here's the thing, guys. If you're waiting for a conviction on the Epstein's Island thing, if you're waiting for a conviction on the Hunter Biden laptop, these things have already happened because banks are paying tens of millions of dollars to the victims of Ghislaine and Epstein. See, this is a problem for me. I don't understand why we feel like we can't find a victory when victories are all around us. We just don't know how to celebrate them. We don't know how to build off them because we're too worried about, whoa. This is the problem, guys. We got to quit trying to run around with our hair on fire when reality right in front of us are thousands of election convictions where people have pled guilty to or have been found guilty to have done election fraud in the 2020 election. Thousands of convictions have happened, but we don't talk about that because you're an election denier if you talk about the election. We've been so shamed and not talking. Shame on us for not talking. We have victories. We have the ability to do this. Stop backing down. I may push on you guys to make sure you guys understand the information and to motivate you, but understand victories are occurring over and over and over again. It's just your job to take notice to them and celebrate those when you can. And be mindful that this is what they're trying to do, is demoralize you so you don't act, you stay in neutral, you don't move forward, you don't move backwards, and you just stick in nowhere's land. That's what we're not doing. We are moving the ball. We are going forward. And this article here shows that there are things happening and we will see the light of day with this. Well, we move on to the New York City Mayor Eric Adams seeks court approval to suspend right to shelter policy as city struggles due to influx of illegal migrants. Wait, hold on a second. They're illegal immigrants or illegal migrants. So that means they're illegally here and they have broken federal law. Why should they receive state or federal funding or aid if you're breaking a federal law even being here? This is the stupidity and motion in which we are living in, where we know that over 6 million people have come across the southern border and we have no idea who they really are, where they really came from, or what their intention is for being in this country. And if you want to tell me, well, Jim, it's for asylum because they're all so scared, go to the embassy in your country, fill out the paperwork, and they will do the right thing. Coming across our border illegally is a felony at the federal level. Stop asking for benefits. But here's our New York mayor saying, well, maybe we don't like those illegals. There's not exactly a sanctuary city anymore. I'm contradicting myself because I don't know which way is up, because he doesn't stand for anything. And that's why he gets pushed around. That's why he seems emotional. That's why he can't stick on one topic. He completely blows his ability to lead in this moment right here. New York Mayor Eric Adams was finally given a dose of reality about the residents who live near the border have been going through for years. So the residents in the border, the people in New York are now seeing what they have been going through with all these illegal immigrants because, hey, they're a sanctuary city, so sanctuary away, right? Adams says New York is at a breaking point due to the number of illegal immigrants who keep arriving in the city and need services. You're a sanctuary city, buddy. You gave yourself a title. You self-proclaimed all this virtue signaling. You're so amazing. Well, then be amazing and sanctuary away. Don't gripe about it. This is what you wanted. You asked for it, made your bed, now lay in it. All right. Mayor Eric Adams is railing against the Biden administration's open border policy, warning New Yorkers don't want the mass influx of undocumented migrants. Undocumented? Why would they be undocumented? I thought we gave them a cell phone and a court date 7 years from now. I thought they had an EBT card so they can go get all the food they want. I thought you were giving them a place of shelter. Isn't this just really gross? Anyway, it goes on. So last week and a half ago, we got 4,200 people in 1 week. This week, we got 900 people on 1 day, Adams lamented during an appearance on Caribbean Power Jam Radio. Anyway, we've run out of space. You know, where to put people wherever we try to find creative ways, people are pushing back and saying, we don't want it on our block. We don't want it in our community. Because your voters never wanted to begin with. You imagine this virtue signaling crap where you said, we want to have all these people we don't know just move into our neighborhood. It'll be fine. They don't have job skills. They don't have English skills. They don't have money. They don't have a place to stay. It'll be great to have them. No, it doesn't work that way. The sad part of it is the immigration system that we have, even though it's a very slow system, even though it's a very archaic system, even though it's probably really broken anyway, at least it's better than doing this crap. And this virtue signaling mayor who got up there because, hey, I'm a minority, and, you got to elect me because I'll be great. I don't know. I think maybe he might be turning conservative. Who knows? We'll have to see how that all works out. Anyway, moving on. This is from yournews.com. IRS commissioner, DOJ responsible for whistleblower purge from Hunter Biden tax probe. Well, IRS commissioner Daniel Werfel told Congress the judicial department, I'm sorry, the Department of Justice, the DOJ, made the decision to purge an IRS whistleblower from the DOJ's probe into Hunter Biden, according to a letter sent to Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith. The letter on May 17th responded to Smith's May 16th inquiry about concerns that a high-ranking IRS agent faced retaliation for raising red flags about alleged political interference into the tax probe of Hunter Biden. Now, guys, if you want to believe that this whole thing with Hunter Biden is a tax issue, I mean, really? Have you just started paying attention? This is more than a tax issue. We just started talking about this in the very beginning. Marjorie Taylor Greene says that the Treasury Department has evidence, factual evidence, of human trafficking. But nobody's doing anything about it. And then over here, we got a whistleblower saying, hey, there's some stuff going on. And the DOJ is like, no, we're not. And if you say anything, we'll get you. Do you see how this works? This is why we cannot have the truth. You wonder why things seem like a multi-tiered legal system, why you don't seem to see the justice, where you see people over-prosecuted, like General Flynn, who was supposedly lying to an FBI agent, not under oath and not with his attorney, because he misquoted a day. No different than the two SWATs I've had at the house. Guys, we have been misused and abused as conservatives because we do not believe that being a piece of crap is the way to live. We want to make sure that we want individual freedoms and individual liberties. We don't want to be over-prosecuted. We want to be treated fair, and if there's no victim, there's no crime. But here we got all this evidence of IRS whistleblowers saying, hey, listen, I'm being persecuted within my own organization because I bothered to tell the truth. We've been talking about this for years, not days, not weeks, not months. But years, I reported on this on my radio show back in 2020, October of 2020, Rudy Giuliani was on my radio show talking about the Hunter Biden laptop back then. And we're in May of 2023. Seems like we're a little delayed in our response, don't you think? We still don't have a real response. But remember, Hunter Biden's going to sue you if you talk about his laptop anymore. Well, then that means everything in that laptop must be factual because that laptop is yours. It's never really a question, but really, where is your pain tolerance? How come Anthony Weiner's laptop isn't talked about? Why do we keep talking about Hunter Biden and not the laptop? Why did Hunter Biden spend $55,000 to fly out to Arkansas to say, I don't have money to pay child support? A lot of questions, not a lot of answers. Anyway, we do have a commercial break coming up, and we'll be right back.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for sticking around after that commercial break. Guys, if you have any questions or comments, remember, go to thejimpriceshow.com, look me up, get a hold of me, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Well, the first article here is from yournews.com. It says, the great replacement. This is another one of those, New York, I know what I'm doing. Leave me alone. I got this. You guys ain't got nothing. And this is where we're at. So, great replacement. New York Democrats call on Biden to fast track illegal alien. Think about this. Think how many words of this. This is just tells you that nothing should happen here. There should be no movement forward on this. Fast track illegal. Well, there's a word that I'm not fast tracking anything for something that's illegal. How about alien? Something that shouldn't be here. We don't know what it is. Illegal alien work permits. So the first two words, illegal alien work permits, the first two words in there obviously makes me a full stop on the whole subject, but we don't want to have that conversation, do we? Stupidity in motion. Well, as we go and virtue signal some more, top New York Democrats have called on President Joe Biden to grant work permits to unemployed illegal aliens residing in New York City. Oh, wait. Wait till you find out who's doing this. We just talked about this guy. Mayor of New York City, Eric Adams. Governor Kathy Hochul. And she's real helpful. Heck of a leader. We got an article coming up at the end of the show. We'll talk about her in a minute. And then Representative Dan Goldman and Jerry Nadler. Hello, the Penguin himself, the Batman, you know, villain. He anyway, walks around waddling all the time, half dead. They held a May 22nd press conference in Brooklyn with progressive labor and business leaders. Wait, I thought he was complaining he can't handle any more illegal immigrants. Oh, he wants to put them to work. See, a minute ago, I can't house them anymore, no more. But now that they're here, maybe I can get them part of the cleaning crew, right? Get them a J-O-B, get them paying taxes, get them part of the residence so they can be doing the old votey-votey thing, right? Need more votes, right? That's just how it always works. Let's see. The leading New York Democrats asked the White House to issue special federal work permits for the large number of illegal immigrants who have flooded into the state since 2022. I mean, you mean 5 months ago? I don't know. What am I talking about? This is New York. supposedly this is where people want to go to work and thrive and do all these amazing things. But in reality, it looks like it's just where you go to die. Because I visited New York in 2016. I'll probably never go back again. I didn't think it was that great when I was there. It smelled a lot like Vegas and just a lot of tall buildings that a lot of people don't even appreciate how beautiful the buildings themselves can be. There is amazing Art Deco buildings down on Wall Street and amazing different types of architecture that are really beautiful, but nobody really looks at them anymore because the new ones, the glass buildings that are all shiny and just a big cube and very uncreative, that's the ones we like. And yet we got all this old architecture that's amazing and has history to it, and we should be very proud of it. But what do I know? We just blew up two towers in 9/11 to, revitalize the southern part of the city or something like that, or going to war in Iraq, or I don't know, WMDs. Who knows? Daddy's War. Come on, guys. You guys know all these stories, right? Without legislation, we can't get this done, says Hochul, the governor of New York, referring to the unlikelihood that such a bill to authorize work would pass. New York State is among the top 10 states with the highest unemployment rates in the nation, with a labor participation of 60%. Oh, wait. So you think putting these guys to work when you guys have record unemployment is going to help the what, unemployment or the employed or the, yeah, anyway. Yeah. All right, moving on. Naturalnews.com has this article out. In America today, May 24th, 646 hospitals risk closure due to financial troubles. Well, wait, I thought you guys were making 150 grand off all them dead people. Every time you intubated, you stuck that tube down someone's face and you killed them, you got an extra $150,000 because you checked the old box for COVID. And now you're going broke? I don't have sympathy for you. You're a bunch of demons. You're a bunch of selfish hypocrites that said that you have a Hippocratic oath to do no harm, but yet your protocols absolutely killed people in hospitals, and we know it to be a fact. Remdesivir doesn't do anything but drown you internally. All of your organs become super wet and stop functioning altogether, and you drowned internally. Shame on you. And those deaths are in somebody's hands, and the sad part of it, it goes way high into our government, not just at the administration level of these hospitals, but also into our governments. People like Hochul and others that went out there and touted things like, hey, make sure and stay home and stay safe and get more of that government chemical in your arm. I'm telling you right now, I got an article coming up just after I get through talking about this one. You're going to want to hear about this because New York is full of stupidity, absolutely stupidity in motion, and they can't figure out why it just keeps going wrong. Well, let's read the article here. I'll get off my little diatribe about evil people. Nearly one in three rural American hospitals is on the verge of shutting down for good, according to a new report from the Center of Healthcare Quality and Platform or Payment Reform. Well, maybe, just maybe, they should be using some of that COVID money to keep themselves alive, or the big hospitals share a little bit, huh? I don't know. Maybe the small hospitals weren't out there to kill everybody like the big ones were. We'll find out. There are precisely 646 hospitals in rural America that risk closure, the group says, due to potential financial problems. These facilities are not being paid enough to cover the cost of care delivery, we are told, which means loss of balance sheet continues to mount, which means the losses on the balance sheet continue to mount. Inflation and workforce shortages are only making matters worse, the report further explains. And while some rural hospitals are being kept on life support with grants, local tax revenues, and other profit sources, most still have very low financial reserves and remain at risk. So this is talking about how we have Oklahoma's got 38, Mississippi's 27, Alabama's 27, New York's 27, Arkansas's 22, Iowa's 22, Tennessee's 20, Georgia 20, Missouri 19, Louisiana 18, California 17, Montana 15, and on it goes. These are the at-risk hospitals. Listen, I don't know who's running these places. I don't understand how they're in financial distress when the fact that you never know what you're really paying for with these hospitals, that they go in there and charge you for things you shouldn't, and the fact that they were in there charging FEMA and Homeland Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and then there was another one, FEMA, Homeland Security, Social Security, and there, anyway, there's so there, Medicare, Medicaid. There was another one that they were getting paid for up to $150,000 for putting people on remdesivir and ventilators. So take that money and survive. You guys got paid like champs. Now, did the small rural community hospitals not do that? Were they not willing to go and kill people, the local people that they count on for, you know, to service because they want to stay alive? Maybe they didn't. I don't know. But that's up to them to figure that out. And if these people are at risk, well, the problem with that is that they're not really caring for people in the way they should be. I talk about it on my show consistently, how we should be able to get our minerals and vitamins right first, and we don't need pharmaceuticals to keep us alive. I don't care about these people. I have no sympathy for it. Take your COVID money, stick it. You guys were killers from the beginning. I'm out. I am not having the sympathy for you. I'm moving on. Now, here's where this next one is. I don't have an article for this, but when I was doing my midday radio show in upstate New York, this came across the wire. This is one of the things that came on the feed there. Did you know that today, the state of New York was being sued? And they decided that today they're going to go out, and the health director said, no more COVID mandate, no more vaccination mandate. Yeah, that happened today. So they reversed course because they were getting sued and were going to be found guilty. And they went ahead and said, oh, by the way, you do not have to get the COVID vaccine to maintain employment in the state of New York. The same state who demanded to get a bag of fries and a cheeseburger, you go down and get that government chemical in your arm. Telling you you can have some more French fries and some more cheeseburgers if you go get yourself a COVID vaccine. That if you want to be able to attend concerts, you want to go eat in a restaurant. If you want to participate in society, you got to get that government chemical and show your papers, right? Just like we had in Germany. This is New York. Now that because they're getting caught with their pants down, they're going to have to figure out how to come up with some money because they're getting sued left and right over their mandates, and they're finding themselves in a losing situation, they're going to turn this around. They're going to change course. Did you hear how the New York mayor's changing course and saying one thing at this press conference, but then saying another at this press conference? Two different press conferences, two different articles. And now this is another announcement they make today going back against their COVID mandates. It says, hey, if you want to participate in our city, you got to be vaccinated. Why are you changing now? If the virtue signaling that you were doing to make sure that everybody got the government chemical is about saving Nana, why would you reverse course now? Why are you not doubling down and tripling down? Why aren't you putting up a fence around your entire state so that people coming and going can be validated whether they're able to be there or not with their COVID vaccine check card? You know what really got to me, why I never thought this was really that serious? Did you guys ever see those little cards that they were carrying around? So talk about, oh, I got my vaccine on this date, and then there was this little squiggle signature at the bottom. Did you see how those were like Xeroxed off? They copied them, put them on a copier. These weren't official pieces of paper trackable through the government with barcodes or serial numbers or anything like that. No, they're just a little piece of paper you could make up all on your own and scribble in some crap. Do you guys not see? It really was never real. If that was the way that you validated whether you were participating in the government experiment or not, how legitimate was the government experiment? Or was it really always about maintaining control and destroying your government and destroying your world around you and making you a slave? I think it was the last one. It was never about freedoms or liberties. Guys, remember, you guys are always the answers. You guys are always the answer to all the questions, and you guys continue to push back on this stuff. We cannot continue to live this life where we have to worry about the government running our lives. We are the answers. You have been the answer. Remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. So learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line. Hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise. I don't make promises I can't keep. Guys, remember, this is a constitutional republic. You are the government. We are the people. You have always been the answer. I'm Jim Price, Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
You can't handle the truth.